Hey, it's Cody.
And Matt, and thanks for joining us for another episode of
The ComaCast. Matt, we're going to be diving into all things involving the LGBT community, including our own lives.
And don't forget our cats.
We don't want to forget them. The ComaCast starts now.
Podcasting from the Lone Star State in Southern California, you're listening to The Coma Podcast with Cody and Matt.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the ComaCast. We thank you for joining us here for another episode. And today we're going to be talking about misconceptions about sex or misconceptions about sex.
Oh, that hurts.
But first, as always, let's start with a little foreplay, Matt. So
I always forget you do this. Like, I don't know how I forget, but Mike, so I never know. Like, sometimes we do these, sometimes we don't, but it's always Cody's idea and he doesn't tell me so that my reactions are like, they're as genuine as possible.
Genuine, everybody. Okay. So my question for you today is, if you could replace or attach any part from any animal to yourself, which part and from what animal?
This is a really weird question. This is a super weird question. This might be one of the weirdest questions you've ever actually asked me.
I don't know if it's the weirdest thing I've ever asked you.
You're going to have to edit out some of the time where I spend staring at you thinking, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I wasn't prepared for all of this. Oh, I think I know. Gills.
Gills, okay.
So I can breathe underwater.
That's a good one.
That's a good one, actually.
That's a really good one. It's very beneficial. Did you ever see when we were younger, Disney Channel, I believe it's called 13th Year, and where it's the kid that turns into like a merman on his 13th birthday? Oh my gosh, I love that movie.
I would be home all day, and sometimes if Disney Channel was available, I would just like turn it on and watch all the movies that were like, oh wow, you know,
Disney Plus, like, check it out.
I have Disney Plus.
Add it to your list. I would choose I would choose a tail, like a monkey tail.
That was my second choice.
It's just another thing to hold something, because sometimes you're like, you need something else, your two hands can't hold whatever, and so you just have that tail.
That was not what I was thinking for.
Oh.
My back itches sometimes.
So okay.
It needs to like scratch my back.
That would be nice. Well, everybody,
you're like, what the hell is he about to say? Oh, it's totally innocent.
It could be anything. Okay. Everybody, we want to know what animal part that you would swap for your body. It'd be interesting. We told you ours. Let us know. Okay. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about some misconceptions when it comes to sex that some people may have. We'll be talking about that coming up next. So we are back, and Matt, some people have many misconceptions about sex, especially if they're younger people and they're just starting to get into sex or whatever. And you know, a lot of times parents don't teach their kids about sex, and these days schools, it's iffy if anything is being taught, especially with LGBTQ community involved. And so people are just going to have to like pick it up from different places. And one of those places they probably pick it up is porn or Twitter porn or whatever it may be. But I think one of the big things that people would realize after a while is that real life sex is not like pornography. there's a lot that goes into what you are actually seeing, and that's not the reality of the situation when it actually comes down to it. So I would say that's a myth that maybe some people may have if they are new to having sex, that it's like you have this image, but the reality is not that. You know, because many times it's multiple takes, you know, to get a shot that you want. Sometimes stuff is fake. You know, so like I think going into it realizing that would be a big help. And also not everyone looks like porn stars.
Sex is messy, it's awkward, amazing. Like, you know, it's all of those things. And some of the best scenes you ever see are the ones that appear the most natural. Yeah, like you have these like fun porn star moments and everybody gets adventurous, you know, like, oh, let's try this position. Let's try this. Let's do that.
You might break a neck.
Yeah, but you really can't hurt yourself. Sex related injuries are a real thing. You know, don't be crazy. Yeah,
don't break your penis. If you
feel flexible enough, don't do it. You know, like.
That would be bad.
Just because your brain thinks you're going to, your body may disagree. And it will.
You're going to get like a. You're going to get like a muscle spasm and then it's just like,
oh God, you know, the worst is like when you get like a cramp and you're like, you're like a thigh or calf and you're like, ah, shit. but it happens. And yeah. And it's about, nobody talks about it. And of course you don't see this in porn, but you should pee, go to the bathroom before sex, go pee. You will help prevent UTIs, guys included.
And
you should pee after too. You might not have to pee immediately after, you know, it might be a few minutes, but if you drink a glass of water and go pee in about 10 or 15 minutes, that's a really good thing to do. You should pee before and after. And, you know, just things that really aren't talked about. People understand that women deal with UTIs on a regular basis that. Guys, we don't have as much of a problem. It can and does happen to us. Mm-hmm. But women have to deal with it quite regularly. Some more than others. And so be conscious of that, you know, be caring, be conscious, help, you know, they need something, go get it. You know,
I think another one is, yes, I think another one is, that everyone is having sex all the time. That's not true.
I mean, yeah, there are some people that just have like really high sex drives, but even when my sex drive was like through the roof, I did not want to have sex all the time because I just don't like people that much. There's a point where you're like you know, like, nope.
Oh. We did have a discussion the other day about like you know, once or twice, it's good. I know some people want to go more than that, but in a small period of time, things are going to start hurting.
Well, and even if it's not your butt or chafing on your dick, your legs get sore, your back gets sore. Like, you're moving around like that. Like, it is work. It is workout. I mean, yeah, it's fun. But
you need that fornicator chair we talked about the other day.
Right.
Then you don't have to hold your legs up, you know.
Absolutely. Phone a friend. Have them. But that is true. I have heard that. Like, people are like, oh my gosh, it must be nice to, you know, be married. You're having sex all the time. One, David's asexual. But you know, that, but even if he wasn't,
You know, another one is a lot of people talk about, or I don't want to say a lot of people, but another myth would be that you'd be able to tell if your partner has an STI. And that's not always true.
That is not always true. Not all of them. Know. Some of them, it's true. If you know what you're looking for, you might notice a distinct smell around their genital area. But you have to know to look for discharge. You'd have to know what the bumps are, because there's lots of little bumps that are everything from razor bumps to benign things that just the human body has. You may not recognize some of the symptoms as symptoms of an STI. Mm-hmm. And not everybody, and a lot of people are asymptomatic. And some of them only may reappear in time, like some of the viral ones will only reappear during times of stress. The ones they may not even feel or know, you know, they may not know they have it. And other ones you can contract and your body basically, it's still there, but it's suppressed, and an opportune infection like COVID or a flu virus or something that gets in that brings you down, you know, really brings you down. Mm-hmm. And then unleash it on you. And yeah, a lot of these things can happen. So no, you can't always tell. And there's a percentage of people that have no symptoms anyway. You know,
and I think this comes down to like we're going to say Matt's favorite phrase, communication. So communication, yes, with your partner or anybody, even if it's a hookup, just asking if someone's recently had tests done. So if you are actively sexual, it's always important to do screenings and tests on a regular basis so that
not judging, and just
others.
Responsible.
Yeah. And you don't be embarrassed about it, because if you're going to have sex,
it's a calculated risk that you take. It's just what it is. It's one of the reasons, like, when people, you know, the misconception that people are having sex all the time. Even if I wanted to, no, because I don't want to have to think about it. Mm-hmm. And it's just less stress for me to not worry about it. So I don't, and that's how I don't worry about it. Like, mm-hmm, like, but that's just me. Lots of people, but if you are sexually active, you know, just be responsible, use protection, yeah, and get checked.
Yeah. And some people,
do not use the phrase clean to describe, mm-hmm, yourself as STD free. That is just saying you're negative.
Yeah.
Because that was used to stigmatize HIV throughout the 80s and 90s, and it's even still used today. And that is just, it's very dated. It's
unnecessary. You don't want to continue that.
Please don't continue stigmatizing our brethren, okay? Please don't. Just say negative and leave it alone. You don't need to keep going. Yeah, yes, we hope you're clean because we hope you showered.
Which, as Matt mentioned, do that.
Yeah, please shower. You should definitely, like, everybody jokes about the whole, like, oh yeah, the, you know, hot time after, you know, being all gross. Yeah, honestly, you should shower off. At least scrub up down there. Sink wash your junk, hot soap and water, or at least mild soap and water. Please, please.
Yeah.
It's not what it looks like in porn. No, your ass,
because they also have showered.
Yes.
The scene of them, like, working out or, like, playing basketball and then having sex, that didn't happen back to back.
Yeah.
Another one.
Very rarely does that happen. I mean, those things do happen, but it is not as common. Yeah.
You mentioned, of course, you can wear condoms to help protect yourself from sexually transmitted infections. But some people are allergic to latex condoms, but there are different sizes, obviously, and latex free condoms. So even if you have a latex allergy, there are options for you, you know, so don't, like, think that there's not.
Right. And carry them on you, because if you ever feel kind of cornered with somebody who's like, well, I'm allergic to latex, and you're like, good news. You know, don't let someone talk you into doing something that you don't want to do. You know, if you don't, you're not comfortable with the person, just don't.
You know, another myth that I saw, that some people think if they're just beginning to have sex or something, that they can have sex without having a condom and pull out, and that would be safe. But as you know, your body still has liquids. And so that would not be the case. You know, you would still have.
And one of the things is that during insertion and thrusting and everything, you'll notice that the skin, for example, so we're going to talk about if you have a dick. So the skin of your penis becomes kind of reddened because, you know, from friction. So also use lots of lube. Don't complain about numbness, because you can really tear something. As that skin becomes really red, it can become, you know, that's prime for absorbing something that might be there. And this is whether you have sex with whoever you have sex with, you mm-hmm. know, no matter which orifice you're inserting into, it can be a thing, you know. You know, and it's about being safe. You know, do not brush your teeth less than 30 minutes before, you know, going to have something, basically a dick in your mouth or whatever you're doing. Because, yes, you should brush your teeth, but if it's 7 o'clock and they're supposed to be there at 7:15, don't bother. Because you yes, you are cleaning everything, but you're stripping everything out too, which could act as a protective layer. Do it more than 30 minutes to an hour before, you know, just little things. And it's a lot of things people don't think of, because when you brush your teeth, you also create little abrasions in there. And again, it's potentially increasing chances of creating an environment where something could get in there that you weren't planning on, that maybe otherwise wouldn't have gotten in there. And, you know, things happen. Accidents happen. Sometimes things just go awry. And if something pops up at the doctor, just do what you got to do and keep moving. That's all.
Yeah.
You know, there's no reason to feel ashamed. Not at all. And I think that's another misconception. And I hope we continue to put this in the past, that it just happens. So take care of yourself, you know, and by taking care of yourself, you're taking care of others too. You know, community health matters, because it only takes, do not be the person that got bit in a zombie apocalypse and tried not to tell anybody, you know, that's how I think of it. Yes. You know, just actually, take care of it.
Yeah.
I mean,
another one, you know, that a lot of people, and I've seen it on Twitter, some people asking others about it, as far as like HIV transmission, and that can be done through bodily fluids, and it's semen, blood, and breast milk and vaginal secretions, but it is not urine, saliva, or tears. So, you know,
a lot of people don't need to be reminded that kissing somebody who is HIV positive is not going to give you HIV. That's ridiculous. And, you know, it's important to know your status if you're sexually active. And undetectable does equal untransmittable.
Yes. And if you do have sex and there is a HIV exposure that you're made aware of or that you know of, you can go to the doctor shortly afterwards. Within 72 hours, you would need to do this, but there is PEP, which is a post-exposure prophylactics that you can take.
Have Dr. Jake on this season to talk about that. He'll be talking about health in our community, as well as PEP and PrEP. And as Cody mentioned, PEP. And he's right. You know, if you feel like you've been exposed, or, you know, you pull out and the condom's ripped and you're just like, ugh, it's okay. Go, you know, just go take the meds and you're fine. It's okay. Yeah. It happens. But,
you know, and I think, and again, we're going to be talking to Dr. Jake. Hopefully he'll be on next week or sometime this month. But we are going to talk about like HIV, the stigma behind it, PEP, PrEP. And also there's the whole new, there is a shot that you can get, which is basically like a PrEP, but it'll last like a full month, I believe, or maybe even longer.
Right. Instead of a daily medication, they're just taking a shot.
There's so many new things. There
also is a vaccine that's in human trials, I believe. Yes. It's making a lot of progress. And I think it's so wonderful to see. And I can tell you that if it becomes available for us, I will absolutely take it. Even if I don't have any real reason to, I will still take it, because I would want to be an example to others that maybe should take it, you know?
And, you know, like, you got to think, you know, you got PrEP, which is an amazing drug that is very helpful. So if you are sexually active, that is available to you. And there's many options in many cities where you can get it. I believe in some areas where you can do like video conferencing with a doctor, and then you do have to do blood testing, but then that can be done simply and easily. Sometimes you're able to do certain things of that at home. Right.
For example,
instead of having to go to the doctor.
I can, my doctor draws blood in like right in house. If you do telehealth or whatever, a lot of times they'll send a lab order and you'll just go to Quest or LabCorp or whatever, your nearest location, get it drawn. And then like Cody said, some of them do have at-home testing. So they'll send you the thing, you'll do your own work, you'll do your own like finger pricks or whatever and send it off. And I believe they do all the work remotely because of the kits and everything. And I think that's so wonderful, because more doctors should be aware of it. And if you're on it, you know, doctors like Dr. Jake, a gay man who is a provider, can be really wonderful, because he, it's on his website, but he talks about this, that he doesn't care. He's not judging. He's fully aware of what we all can do. He knows mm-hmm. straight people do it too. They just very considered some weird taboos, but he wants you to have fun, enjoy your life and explore and experiment, but be safe about it. You know, you can have fun and explore and just be as safe as possible and yeah. take these precautions.
Well, everybody, we hope that you have learned something. If there was a myth that you were wondering about or questioning, we hope you answered. Of course, you can always message us if you have any questions. Yes, Matt.
Spit. Let's talk about spit. Yes, okay. It's hot to spit on your dick and top a guy. Ad lube.
Yes, be kind.
Ad lube. Yeah, be kind. And even if they say you're really risking an injury to the bottom, and we mm-hmm. need to take care of our bottoms and the bottoms we put our penises in.
Yes.
It's important.
Good one. I'm glad you remember that.
Yeah. Well, people were talking about it online. And this is one of those that, you know, we say a lot of things just freely, and we're really not trying to be like crass and gross for the sake of it. It's, these are real things that people need to really understand their bodies. Like, some people pre-cum and some people don't. And some people pre-cum enough to not need lube because they literally are like a human fountain. Other people don't use yeah. lube. And also, as the bottom, say something. Do not say it's comfortable if it's not comfortable. You know,
correct.
Like, communication. You can always, if it's too much lube and it's just everywhere, keep a towel on hand and wipe some of it up and reapply. You know, just, it's better safe than sorry, because that kind of injury has a very difficult time healing because it is a moist environment in there. So mm-hmm. an injury to your urethra or a hole, and this is just, you know, speaking to anal, you know, those can take a long, 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 long time to heal, you know, and you don't want that. You want to be up and running. You want to feel comfortable, and not even just so you can, you know, do butt stuff. You want to be able to go to the bathroom comfortably. The worst yeah. thing ever is, you know, cramps and diarrhea are bad enough. You don't want to add tears in there mm-hmm. because, you know, you're risking other issues that are, it's not worth it. Yeah. Sorry, Cody.
No. Yes. That is very important information
we talk
that
about
we don't
about
want to leave out.
Year. We do talk about this, I would say, about once a year. But I think we should talk about it more because it's something that just happens.
Mm-hmm. Most, you know, definitely. So yeah, everybody, we hope that you have learned something. Of course, if you have a question, always just like message me or Matt. And then also yep. coming up this month, hopefully Dr. Jake will be on and
if
he'll be answering more questions.
We don't post a lot of resources, but if you need help finding resources, you're not sure what to look for, just send us a DM to ComaCast, or you can DM Cody or I individually, and we'll help you look through the state websites. We'll help you find something because every state does have resources.
You know, and
however limited some might be, there are plenty of options, and there may be some unconventional options you didn't think of, especially if you're not comfortable maybe talking to somebody about it publicly. It mm-hmm. can really help just kind of have somebody, you know, just kind of be with you to help you look through and find a place to send an email to. Just to take a step, if you're concerned, please ask for help. Somebody will help.
There are resources.
I have seen people post on Twitter saying, hey guys, I don't know what to do. This has happened. What do I do? And mm-hmm. the comment sections will just start to flood of, you know, resources, support, and encouragement. People will DM you. I know our community can be a bunch of bastards sometimes. Fully aware. But among those bastards are some just people who are just real angels in the world that will help mm-hmm. you and help you find the answers to take care of yourself, because your health matters. So please yeah. take care of yourself.
And there are resources, as Matt said, in many places for PrEP also to help make that even more low cost, or even some cases free and available to you. So there are resources available. So just don't think that you're not able to be able to do something like that. But anyway, we hope that you have enjoyed this episode, and we will be back again next week with an all new episode. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
So, hey guys, we want to remind everyone that you can keep in touch with us on all of our social media channels, whether that is Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can do all of that at the ComaCast.
And we definitely love to interact and hear from all of our listeners. All of this is not possible without you guys.
And if you don't mind rating our podcast on iTunes or whatever your preferred podcast provider is, just leave a comment. It's greatly appreciated.
And thank you for joining us.
See you next time.